Dub, I think it's about time we pull off in the city, man. They're looking like we forgot or something. Remember that.
Man, I'm so Cleveland, it's a goddamn shame.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pedro DeLuca, and now it is time for your main event of the evening. Introducing your host, from Northeast Ohio, he is heavy set, and now, here is the Ohio Indie Report.
Hi everybody!
We are back on the Ohio Indie Report. It's been quite some time since I've been able to sit here and do an episode. I was going to do an episode for last month's show, but it's been on the road a lot and everything, and sometimes I get to do this at the end of the day. So after I've driven 11 hours, either or that, or been on duty for 14 hours, a little bit glimpse into the trucker lifestyle of how many hours we're up and whatnot sometimes. And I mean, I'll start editing or start recording and everything, and it's just, I get beat and I need to get some sleep so I can get up the next day and do whatever I have to do. And yeah, it's just, I couldn't get it done last month, but I was like, you know what? I did the tweets, I did the normal tweets, and I think I'm going to cut out doing the results from the last show lately, because I've been doing them. I've kind of mentioned that PWP, Pro Wrestling Ponderings, they've been posting my results whenever I do them, and I had whoever's posting them for them actually kind of contact me through Twitter and was like, hey, you know, I'm going to use your tweets, is that okay? And I was like, yeah, you guys have been using them for a while. And he's like, well, I'm taking it over, so is there anything like we could do, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, just put the www.kfabesports.com on there and maybe a link to the Twitter, and that's all I need. And they did that. So if you go to their site, www.pwponderings.com, AIW ain't nothing but a G thing, results are on there from April 25th, 2014. Everything that I tweeted right there on one page for you, I tweeted out a bunch of pictures, but they only used one. And oddly enough, it was the one Tim Dons versus Alex Shelley. But all the results are there. I do my best in tweeting. I don't think I'm the best at it, but, you know, I could use work, blah, 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 but they're there. Like I said, if you want to actually go to the Twitter account, you can do that and whatnot. And it's been some time since there's been a show, and I want to explain some things going on the network right now. There are shows adding. Yes, I reached out a hand to a former guest of the show, Juicy Pat Lucy, whatever you want to call him. And, you know, I was like, you know what, he was hosting a show on Podomatic, he's a cheap bastard and didn't want to put any money into it. And I was like, you know what, come on my network, I'm going to bump it up, I'm doing a bunch of stuff, I'm going to bring in a bunch of shows, I want you on here. You don't have to pay me anything, just have you on here and we'll, you know, kind of work together. And that's what he's doing. He actually pitched to me today a new show, and it's going to be very short clips. Kind of like when you go on YouTube, you'll see podcasts kind of like this that are 20, 30, 40 minutes, however long. But then you have like small clips of stuff. And he has pitched this idea of a small kind of quote podcast audio format, blah, blah, blah. And you'll get that. And I've also, I'm working with Tales from the Indies. They seem to want to come on here on Kayfabe Sports and post what they're doing. I'm perfectly fine with it. It's, you know, I created the Ohio Indie Report because I was going to AIW shows and I was going to Prime shows. And this is a way for me to, A, tweet out results, and B, you know, to talk about things going on and pump myself up for the shows and pump others up for the shows. Well, Prime Wrestling's gone. And now with my current lifestyle, because I was going to other shows whenever I had chances, and I wanted to go to certain other shows, well, when I also had chances. But now with my life over the road, it's pretty much I schedule all my home time around AIW shows. So with that going, like, I'm down to, like, that's the only one I can ever really go to anymore. But I will always try, because I got things I got to balance out. It's, you know, family life, anything personal going on, and I got to make sure however much time I spend with wrestling, I got to spend equal, if not more, with my girlfriend, so blah, 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 so that takes away from me to go into other promotions, because maybe one day IWC or War or some of these other promotions going on, that's like, yeah, but I got, maybe I just had AIW the night before, and I'm like, I got to spend the night with, you know, the day and everything with the girlfriend, and so it's not like I'm just coming home from wrestling and then leaving, because, yeah, it's a big mess. I'm also working on a bunch of other things. There's been a lot with this network that I've been wanting to do for a long time. Part of it was about getting other shows, and that's why Anything Goes. That's why it debuted on here, and Juicy Details, and Tales from the Indies. I'm bringing on one other show. I think it's going to debut on here next week. There's going to be past shows you can get into, and that is called, for right now, it's called the DSJMP Wrestlecast. I don't know if they're changing it. I'm not forcing anybody to change anything, but there's going to be two shows. There's going to be that show and the a all-European podcast with European wrestling fans. That one's called The Second Shift. So it's going to be bringing more to this feed than just the Ohio Indy Report and NFL Easy Picks, because I want this feed to mean something, and I want fans to know, anybody who listens, because I don't know who listens to this, I want everyone to know that there's work that I'm doing. I used to have sound bites from wrestlers. I only was able to get one from Matt Cross and another one from Gargano. I still have those, but I want to get more. That's one of my missions for J-Lit Weekend. There's bringing on new shows to expand the audience, to bring people listening from all different places. Maybe this can be a new channel for some of us. There's also, I'm working on getting commercials for these shows. It's not, some people don't like commercials, but if I'm going to give you a commercial, I'm going to give you a commercial with something that I'm related to, or something that, you know, when I say related, I mean linked to, not family-wise, but I do a bunch of different podcasts. It's within the past 3 years, because actually my 3-year anniversary of my first podcast that I contributed to was about 3 years ago, and it's just a hobby of mine, and I absolutely love it. I love talking about anything that I love for an extended period of time in any way I can. And I go on to the AllWrestling.com Week in Review, which is currently on a hiatus. There's the sister show of that, which is also on a hiatus because the hosts of both just got married and that kind of shit going on. That's called the Impact Players on Blog Talk Radio. But I don't limit myself to just everything wrestling. I send tweets into, and I suggest everybody listen to this, go to the Trending Topics Network, the old network that I was a part of, and there's a show called The Spanish Announce Table. I tweet into that for a segment. It's called hashtag Tweet the Table. I'm a part of another show on that network called Old School at the Movies, which you will hear a commercial for in this episode. I want any type of show that I'm, like I said, in that, or there's other stuff that, if you go to www.kayfabesports.com, there's actually a link of all these projects and people that I'm linked to one way or another, whether it be something that I appear on from time to time or whatnot. And actually, the website is going to get some sort of an upgrade, or not upgrade, I gotta update some stuff on there with new shows coming on. I'm gonna put up their like past archives and whatnot, but I'm waiting until dust settles and I got everything in place before I start working on all that. But let's get into this episode, because there's a lot to go over with the J-Lit episode. And okay, before I do my normal introduction talking about the event, giving you all the information and whatnot, and I'll go through the bracket once now, once through the show, actually bracket by bracket, you'll get what I mean, and the ending before we end the show. Okay, I have three very special guests for this show, and I'm going to give this one teaser, one little fact before we get too far into it. One of the guests, one of the three guests on this show, I, Heavyset, Justin Summers, whatever you want to call me, I was kissed by one of the guests. So let that soak in your mind. Like I said, three guests, and I've already recorded it all, so a little sneak behind the curtain. So I'm really looking forward to anybody guessing of who I have on here. But then again, if you read the tweets that I know I'm going to post, I'm going to post who's on it. So yeah, maybe a little spoiler. Actually, it's probably, you're probably, you see it in the description too. You see the three names. Yeah. One of them I was kissed by. Actually, twice. Once, well, they were both at wrestling events, so they were on camera. I guess. One I know was. I got a picture of it. The other one I don't. Just babbling at this point. But let's actually talk really quick about the matches, the brackets for this particular event. There's, I mean, because I haven't done a show for a little bit, and I haven't been got to mention okay, you know, they've listed these many people are going to be in it, and blah blah blah. Like I normally do, kind of give an update on the future events. And I love Jaylit, you know. And then last year, I mean, I won, so I was very happy about that. But let's okay, like I said, babbling again. This weekend, depending on when you're listening to this, tonight, tomorrow, whatever, because I'm going to, today. This will probably be posted late today, which is Thursday. But you'll be listening to it, odds are, Friday. It is this Friday and Saturday, May 23rd and 24th, the JT Lightning Invitational Tournament 2014, the Jaylit. 7:30 bell time Friday, 6 o'clock bell time Saturday, $5 fan fest at 3 p.m., and, yeah, obviously, tickets are $20 each show, and you don't have to worry about the special prices and whatnot. But really quick to go over the brackets of who's going to be in it. We have Bracket 1, Michael Elgin, the champion, putting up his title throughout the whole tournament, versus Eddie Kingston. Heidi Loveless versus Ricky Shane Page. Eric Ryan versus Jimmy Jacobs. Danny Havoc versus Ultraman is Black. And, one little thing, too. Of my three guests, one is in each and every single bracket. So of the three guests, three brackets, one from each. So one of those names is going to be on the show. But what am I doing? You know the names. So you see the name. Yeah. Anyway, bracket number two, Tim Donst, Marion Fontaine, Colin Delaney, Josh Prohibition, Flip Kendrick, M-Dog Macross, BJ Whitmer, and Silesia Sparks. And the final bracket, All Ego Ethan Page versus Veda Scott, Buff Bagwell versus Jack Sampson, Lewis Linden versus Bobby Beverly, Sanjay Dutt versus Davey Vega. I think that'll do it for this part, because there is a lot to get into in this episode. I've taken up enough time, so before we get into my first guest, let's listen to what Jock Sampson had to say about Buff Bagwell, calling him out before he got his match for the Jaylit.
Cleveland, Ohio, absolute intense wrestling. The JT Lightning Invitational Tournament is once again upon you. And the question of the world is, who are the first round matchups going to be? Well, I'm going to tell you simply this. This is what Jock Sampson wants. I know a few people want it. Jock Sampson wants Buff Bagwell in the first round. People at the IW office, you need to make this happen, because I'm going to tell you something right now. I came home here tonight from wrestling, beating my wife, cheating on my wife, doing all the good stuff that a man does. And then I get up on there, I turn on Showtime, and there is Buff Bagwell sitting on there eating a fat woman's pussy. I'm going to tell you something right now, Buff Bagwell. I don't know if you know this, but banging chicks, banging ring rats, that's my gimmick, motherfucker. That's my gimmick. You don't understand me, Buff Bagwell. That's what I do. I show up to a town, I take a rat out to the dumpster, I beat him, just bend him over, just beat him death. Ain't that right, honey? That's what I do, right?
Hell yeah.
That's what I do. I cheat on you. You love it. I know it. So, Buff Bagwell, you can bring your gigolo ass to AIW, to Cleveland, to Turner's Hall, to the JT Lightning Tournament, because, brother, you're messing with the real gigolo. You're going to get gigolo Jock Sampson that night. May 23rd, 24th, Cleveland, Turner's Hall. I'll see you there. Hey, Buff, you might want to try doing this.
And welcome back to the Ohio Indie Report. In this part of the show, we're going into the breakdown, the Jaylit tournament, and I'm going to have some guests coming on. Aaron was supposed to be throughout the whole episode, but he unfortunately can't make it to this part. But I am luckily with the guest of one of my favorite in AIW, and she is one of the probably most interesting things going on right now in AIW. A lot to talk about with her, and then I'm of course talking about the lovely Miss Veda Scott. How are you this evening, Veda?
Oh, sorry, I'm coughing in the phone. I've had really severe bronchitis for a week, so if my voice is all gross and scratchy, that's why. This is the most sick I've been as an adult. It really sucks.
Well, let's hope you're ready for this weekend, and everything's obviously passed by then.
I'm good. I'm fully medicated.
All right, let's talk about your bracket. Luckily, the three people that we have, they all earn their own different brackets, so I figured it'd be great to have them talk about their particular bracket and what they're going to be looking forward to coming into the tournament. All right, and with this bracket, we will be talking about Ms. Scott's match with All Ego Ethan Page, Buff Bagwell versus Jock Sampson, Lewis Linden versus Bobby Beverly, and Sanjay Dutt versus Davey Vega. It's really hard to make sure that I say Vega instead of Veda, since I have you on the line and his name in front of me. I have a feeling that could happen. But let's start off with your match. You're going up against All Ego, Ethan Page, first round, or judging by the graphic, you're going up against the logo. But this is a guy who won the tournament last year, beat Silesia Sparks in the first round, and now you're the first person on his run to possibly repeat. And what are your thoughts going into this and everything that's surrounding you?
I actually just wrestled Silesia Sparks in AIW at the last show, too. She's quite a bit larger than I am, and wrestles a slightly different style than I do, so I don't think you're going to see the exact same match that you did last time. I no promises, and I'm not saying that I won't be tempted, but I doubt that I can hit a running DVD on Ethan Page, probably. That's great because it can be a completely different match with a completely different strategy. And I'm really excited about it. I, of course, assume that I'll win. He's a former champion. He won the tournament last year. And this is obviously a first time match. Has never happened anywhere.
Yeah, I would think that too. And I have a feeling for this match, you'll be picking yourself to obviously win and possibly even go on to the finals.
Well, that's the plan generally with this. I'm looking at the whole bracket now too.
And you're up. I kind of want you to go on to the second round because it's interesting to see who would face this next the winner from this next matchup, Buff Bagwell versus Jock Sampson. You don't have much of a history with Buff Bagwell, but you do with Jock. And there's people wanting you versus Buff Bagwell day two. So these are two possible opponents. For you.
Yeah, I mean I've wrestled Jock Sampson before. That was the first time, and thus far the only time that I've ever been hit with a cowbell. I'm not looking forward to repeating that, but obviously if that's what happens, that's what happens in the second round. The prospect of wrestling Buff Bagwell is like sitting here right in front of me. This is a match that could happen. It's set up, but that could definitely happen. That's a legitimate possibility that you could see in Cleveland this weekend. So that might be worth the possibility that might be worth coming out for on Saturday. I'm not really sure what he plans to bring to the table in terms of I assume the top hat, but I don't know for sure. So it's really hard to strategize for that as well. I'm pretty excited about the general presence of Buff Bagwell at all. I want to see him do the Buff Bagwell, the Buff Daddy dance. Obviously, I assume that he would do that. Maybe he saves that for the second round. Maybe he would save that for a match with me. Like, that would be an honor. That would probably be the biggest honor of my career. I don't know what's going to happen.
It's really interesting to see some of the words that have gone back and forth. Well, I can't say back and forth. It's just really just Jock wanting this match. And I've almost wondered if he's written a check that his ass can't cash, but he seems to be a guy that he doesn't care about those kind of things.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely one of the matches that I'm most looking forward to watching, and I think a lot of fans feel the same way. It's a spectacle. It will be a spectacle for sure.
So if you were to pick a winner for this, you would pick Buff or Jock?
Honestly, I got to go with Buff Daddy. How can you not? I feel that I'm not really in a position to bet against Buff Bagwell. In life, in wrestling, at all.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Buff Bagwell for right now. It could change. It's because I know what Jock's capable of, but then again, Buff is the stuff. So, and you said something about betting on it. That's, maybe it's not bet related, but let's talk about the date auction.
At the Fan Fest last year, we did a Rata Scott date auction, and it was rather successful. The winning bid was $110. So, due to the success and AIW Management Encouragement we will be doing a second Win a Date with Zeta Scott Date auction at the Jaylett Fan Fest this year, I can confirm. I don't have any further details on that, but I will be there, and I'm on the auction block again this year.
Yeah, I remember the 110. I remember the 110 bucks myself because I had 105, and I was just that short. And it's going to be actually interesting to see what happens because there's a four-way battle of people who are saying that they're going to bid, and they're going to bid high. And that would be myself, the previous winner last year.
Oh, I'm real excited to hear.
The previous winner, Jim. There's also a fellow AIW fan, Stefan. And also Ichabod Drunk, or whatever his real name is. He's one of the best photographers,
right.
Supposedly. He's going to bid, too. I know me, Stefan, and Jim have talked about it. We've even talked about whoever bids the lowest has to shave off all their hair. That's hair on top and...
Oh, I did not know about these additional stipulations.
Well, it's top hair and facial hair, and I have facial hair. Well, I'm the only one that has a lot of facial hair right now. Those two guys are pretty much bald. So it's like, oh, yeah, you're going to be bald. I'm like, I don't know about that. So it's kind of my thing to win. We've also talked about we've talked about a limit between us, at least us three. And if that happens, we all might throw in our money together. I don't know. It's going to be fun. It's all talk beforehand, but we'll see what happens.
I fully encourage all of this. Fully encourage all of this. And I will say this publicly. I am not at all opposed to going on another date with Jim. However, I fully endorse this competition. I encourage all of you, both for my entertainment and in the spirit of fun and the date auction. I encourage all of this. This has my stamp of approval. Stamp of approval of the paw print.
Is it a Teddy approval of paw print?
It's Teddy's paw print made into a stamp.
Yes.
And I've stamped it. I've approved this whole thing. This whole endeavor.
Before we finish off the last two matches of the tournament, it's something you haven't been approved of lately, and it's actually where I'm wondering whether there's a wild card for this particular day is... Supposedly, Greg will be there. He's talking about another open challenge. I'm guessing this is going to be day two. I'm wondering if he's going to try to bid, but I don't know. You've had quite a year with Gregory Iron, and how do you feel about everything that's been going on lately? Because you have been the victim. And I will suggest maybe you can get your own Iron Curtain. Maybe the three date auctioneers. We could be your...
I don't know that victim is necessarily the best word. I really don't like to think of myself as a victim. And but I understand what you're saying. I'm not sure about Greg Iron's financial status in terms of getting judging by some of the tights that he's had to scrape together to wear his ring gear recently. But no, Greg just tend to show up wherever he's not wanted and not invited. He's not in the tournament at all. Fully expecting him to be there. And yeah, I'm pretty much ready for anything. That has been my motto for the past 8 months, 6 months, past year. Just be ready for anything because every time, it seems like every time people think that we've gotten about, this has escalated to basically like the point where it can go no further. Something happens and it goes a little bit further. So I would be ready for anything.
My only fear is that Greg could possibly cost you your match. I don't know if he's going to be there on day one, but that's my fear as a fan.
Well, and I'm aware of that. I mean, that's been a factor in many of my matches recently. In fact, Greg cost me my match against, speaking of Ethan Page, Felicia Sparks at the last AIW show. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of those things that goes with the territory in terms of, like, do I want to win? Of course. Do I want to win this whole tournament? Yes. But I'm aware of the fact that Greg could be anywhere at any time. And that does play a factor into, you know, how I go about a match and how, what I'm looking out for. And, if he decides to interfere, then that, I'll deal with that. Like, it's not a surprise at this point, Greg. I'm not surprised. And I feel like we've had a lot of back and forth since the addition of the Iron Curtain. Perhaps sometimes the odds have been a little bit more in his favor. But the odds not being in my favor has never stopped me, ever. In fact, I think that's an environment I thrive in. So I'm wondering if Greg really understands what he's setting up here in terms of just if you put these just insurmountable challenges down and just stack the numbers, like that's not a good position to put me in terms of you, because if I have nothing to lose, what is stopping me from... I'm not saying how far this could go, but it could go pretty effing far, is all I'll say.
I mean, I will add to the note that you have had odds stacked against you in AIW, even one of your first matches. Not your first, but a couple matches in against Sarah Del Rey, and you voiced your opinion about that at the time. And right when you had your match with AKA-47, that's when it seemed to click. That's when the Vedas Scott, the nine lives Vedas Scott, really showed. And I've heard the question of how many lives you have left.
The count is a bit loose. I try to be optimistic about it. Perhaps I overstate some of my remaining lives, but I don't like to put a number on it. But yeah, I would say that Allison K match is really where things sort of where the fan opinion of me, let's say, changed a little bit, and the response, and it's been pretty wild. I consider AIW to be my home, and I didn't always feel that way, and I always was, you know, pretty vocal about my issues with some of the AIW management and the AIW fans, but the way things have turned out, it truly has become my home. I fully believe in and fully invested in everything they do and the product they put on. I think it's become the best independent wrestling, grassroots independent wrestling in the country right now. And I fully believe that in terms of just homegrown talent, there's great talent from all over the world, and we all converge in Cleveland, but just the amount of just like grassroots talent, and both in front of the audience and behind the scenes that's involved, and the investment that everyone has in this, it's just unbelievable. There's nowhere like it. There's nowhere like it in wrestling.
I wholeheartedly agree. And I think mentioning like some of the grassroots talent, I think one to mention is kind of getting to the next matches is Bobby Beverly versus Lewis Linden. These are Bobby, definitely a local guy. Lewis Linden, he's semi-local, has been around the Cleveland scene quite some time. And this is one match I'm really interested to see what's going to go on, because I'm not sure of their win-loss totals, but I think over the past year, these two have been on semi-hot streaks, or at least just been more impressive in putting these two together. And the photo comment that I happened to read right before recording, I think it's a good point. This match contains the two people that Kimberly beat last year in the tournament.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think, like you said, it was interesting that they both went on really hot streaks. So that puts a lot of pressure on you as a wrestler in front of the crowd that you've been on this, you know, hot streak in front of. So you don't want to lose. You don't want to lose any of that momentum. But you can't both win. So I think the stakes are really high there in this particular match, not just about going on to the next round and winning the tournament, but sort of topping your opponent and being the more impressive wrestler that night in front of this, I guess you could call it, hometown crowd for them.
I think, too, like Lewis Linden is the intense division champion, so with Bobby Beverly winning, that could put him in number one contendership spot if that were to be a possibility. So it's...
Right.
For Bobby, that's beating a current champion puts him at a higher level, and Lewis, it's keeping that where he's at, which he's been champion going on a year now.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a hard and fast rule, but it sort of implies in professional wrestling that, you know, when you beat a reigning champion in a match that's not a title match, you probably have earned yourself a title match somewhere down the line, so that's an excellent point.
So if you're going to pick a winner for this, who would you pick?
For that match?
Mm-hmm.
I might have to go with Lewis Linden, just because, like you said, he's a current champion, and I think he he understands the implication of, you know, having a title and trying to, it's been a year now, he's trying to progress through the tournament. And also, he would love to be a double champion. And really, this is a title tournament because Michael Elgin has his title on the line in every single round that he's in. So, if he were to, you know, if that were to be what it comes down to, Lewis Lynn has an opportunity to become a double champion. So, I think he understands that too. But no, this one's really difficult to call, I think.
I mean, it is, but I'm going to kind of play the devil's advocate. I'm going to go with Bobby Beverly because of the streak that he's been on. I mean, granted, I'm not going to discredit anything Lewis Linden has done and the fact of him being champion, but there's been a spark about Bobby of just wanting it lately, and I think that could propel him to the next round. And I believe, I can't remember if he's the one having the problems with Tyson Dukes.
Yes, Tyson Dukes, yes. And then there's one more match in the bracket, and I think it's Sanjay Dutt and Davey Vega?
Yes.
I just put the bracket away. So.
Yeah, it's the last match is Sanjay Dutt versus Davey Vega.
Okay.
Sanjay Dutt making his return to AIW in a couple years, I believe. I think it's been 2011, I want to say, since he's been around. Don't quote me on that. Davey Vega, ever since Matt Fitchett's...
I'm not 100% sure myself.
Matt Fitchett's been gone, and Davey Vega's been on his role, too. I like Davey Vega in this match.
I'm so excited to see this match, just as a wrestling fan. So excited.
Oh, me too.
Davey Vega is one of my favorite wrestlers on the planet right now. I think he's just so incredibly good at what he does. He's one of those guys that will never not be underrated because... even if people are like, oh man, Davey Vega's freaking awesome. Like, they don't realize how good he is at so much of what he does. And just in terms of being just a personality as well. I just love Davey Vega. I love Sanjay Dutt too, though. I haven't had nearly as many opportunities to see him live. But, just in terms of the level of talent in this match, this might be the first round match, just from a wrestling perspective, that I'm looking forward to seeing the most. It's just, I don't know what they're gonna do. Like, it's gonna be crazy. I'm super pumped for this one.
At least on this particular bracket, I'm thinking this is a sleeper match. Like, people really don't know what's here compared to like some of the other matches, and I think it's gonna really shine. Davey Vega is a guy who, in my opinion, as a fan, as a guy, like, he went from the tag team to being a singles wrestler, and he's always worked at it, and he went from being part of part of the Sex Bombs to being one of the most entertaining guys to see out there that's not a Cleveland, well, he is kind of a Cleveland native, but not like one of the bigger Cleveland names that a lot of us have come to know, and I think he's a real underdog in this tournament.
Right. I would agree, and I just think that this match is one of the matches that's really going to just steal the whole night, and I'm so excited to see it. Just like I said, like from a fan perspective, this is a match that I'm really excited to see.
So do you pick Vega to win this, or Sanjay?
I don't know if I can pick a winner. I would love Davey Vega to win just so that he can go on further in the tournament. But again, it's on to Dutt as well. I don't know if I can pick a winner in this one.
Well, I think technically you could pick a draw because last year when I won the bracket for the Bucks tournament, I almost put down that Eddie Kingston and BJ Whitmer was going to end in a draw. And turns out I was right.
Ah, okay.
So you think this is going to be a draw?
That is true, but I don't know. I kind of want to see a winner with this one. Like an Eddie Kingston... DJ Whitmer, I could see reasons that could turn into a draw that would completely play into exactly what I would expect to see from them, just like chaos breaking out. But I kind of want to see a winner in this one. I'm going with Davey Vega.
I'm going to have to definitely agree with you. And
love Davey Vega.
As do I. I mean, maybe it's because he's, me and him have a lot in common. I do love the Ghostbuster tattoo that he has. That is phenomenal, in my opinion, but that's just personal, like, for me.
Mm-hmm.
But that will do it for...
That's my whole bracket.
Yeah, that's your whole bracket. Is there any your plugs you want to throw out?
Well, gosh, obviously Friday and Saturday is the J-Lit. We have a fan fest on Saturday. That's pretty exciting. A lot of great stuff coming up from AIW. They have an incredible amount of dates set for the rest of the year. So obviously keep in touch with that. It's going to be really exciting. A bunch of different kinds of shows. Some of the regular shows, obviously Absolution is coming up, which is the biggest show of the year. But then over the rest of the summer and then going into the fall, they have planned some different themed shows, some really unique events. So that's really exciting to be part of. And then also specifically, on Sunday, just in case anyone's listening and happens to be, in the Austin, Texas area, Sunday I will be in Austin, Texas for Inspire Pro Wrestling, where I am taking on Angela Slayton and Athena, in a three-way match that I'm really, really, really excited about. Athena is one of my favorite opponents, even though we've not yet had a chance to have a singles match. However, I would love for that to happen in AIW because she's the current women's champion. And so AIW fans may be interested in this show because Athena is on it. And then Angela Slayton, I've never had the chance to be in the ring with her. But I think she's quite talented. So that's exciting. So, I'll be wrestling Athena on Sunday, but it's not for the AIW women's title. But maybe it should be sooner rather than later. So I got.
You want to throw out your social media plugs too?
Oh, why not? Okay, so my Facebook is just Veda Scott. My Twitter is at It's Veda Time, and I'm sure when you tweet the link to this, you'll put that in. But it's Veda Time. Also, if you're interested in buying any of my Nine Lives T-shirts, which I personally rather like and think it's a fun shirt, I have a pro wrestling T-shirt it's at Veda Scott. I think it's still on their front page. So I would appreciate that too. I need to feed my cat.
Definitely, and I am a proud owner of one that I love.
You are.
I was very grateful that you happen to have one of my
size. Anything else you want to go over? Yeah. Yep. I'll have a bunch of them with me at the J-Lit this weekend. I'm not sure there's some limited sizes, but you can always get them on the website as well, which I encourage.
Definitely, and we'll head this commercial break and be back with the second part of three.
We are just days away from AIW's JT Lightning Invitational Tournament. And I'm in it, again, 2 years in a row. It's great because Beta Scott loves tournaments. Anything can happen. Not technically anything. I mean, there's brackets and a limited number of permutations, but basically anything can happen. And Buff Badwell. But first, I have to get through my opening round opponent. And this year, it's all ego, Ethan Page. Ethan Page, I like you. I know I shouldn't. You're an arrogant, misogynistic jerk. You're an absolute pig. And I find that kind of endearing. There's a sadness to it. I feel a little sorry for you, all this posturing. But I understand why you feel like this overcompensation is necessary. You know what they say about men with big egos. And you? Well, you're all ego. But seriously, Ethan Page, you're a former champion in AIW. You won the J-Lit last year. And I've spent the past year fighting my way through AIW, fighting. I know you're probably broing it out right now, not taking this seriously. This match is a huge opportunity for me. And win or lose, when that bell rings, Ethan Page, you're not going to forget our night together.
What's up, everybody? This is Mr. Old School from the Trending Topics Network here to tell you about my movie podcast called Old School at the Movies. We get you up to speed on all the latest news and rumors. We have our movie review of the week. We set up what is coming out this week in movies. We got DVD releases, Netflix news, and we even got a bargain bin segment. All that and much more, check us out at oldschoolmovies.net or trendingtopicsnetwork.com. Old School at the Movies, your one-stop shop for all your movie-related news.
And we're back here on the Ohio Indie Report, and this time, okay, in the intro to the show, I did happen to mention that one of the guests I have been kissed by. You didn't hear it mentioned when I was talking to Veda, so it wasn't Veda. It's none other than the first J-Lit winner, Eric Ryan.
Well, that's a good way to introduce the show, as the first man that's kissed you. Well, maybe at a wrestling show.
How do you know you're the first man? Okay, you are, but...
A wild guess.
Completely caught me off guard, and then you grabbed me by my beard, and I was like, well, I can't go anywhere.
I don't know if you remember, this will kind of segue actually into my first round opponent. There was a match between Jimmy Jacobs and Ricky Shane Page. It was Jimmy Jacobs and Ricky Shane Page versus Gargano and somebody else. And Pedro was doing the ring introductions, and Jimmy Jacobs put his hands up, turned around, and kissed Johnny on the lips and walked away.
I actually think I do remember that.
I wish I could remember what show that's from. I'm pretty sure Ricky would remember, but we all got a good laugh out of that because it made Johnny very, very uncomfortable.
I bet. And speaking of, you know, Jimmy Jacobs, that is your first round opponent in the bracket A, bracket 1, whatever they want to talk about this. And I'm really interested to see this match. I'm a fan of Jimmy Jacobs. I'm a fan of yours. And what are you expecting from this match?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to think of what Jimmy Jacobs is going to show up. You've seen Jimmy Jacobs have barbed wire brawls with BJ Whitmer. He's had wrestling, you know, technical matches with guys like Brian Danielson and BJ Whitmer. And I mean, just around the horn, he's the guy that can bring any style that he wants. So I guess we'll find out Friday what kind of Jimmy Jacobs I'm going to get.
So I'm willing to bet whatever kind of Jimmy Jacobs we're going to get, we're going to get the same Eric Ryan, because you're pretty much the same way.
Kind of. I mean, I'll bring it with any kind of match. I mean, I love to wrestle. If there's going to be tubes, barbed wire, any kind of brawling, I'll bring that too. I'm no stranger to bleeding all over the Terrace Hall.
That's an understatement. That is very much an understatement. So I'm guessing you're going to pick yourself, obviously, to make it to the next round.
And, of course.
And most likely...
Jacob doesn't stand a chance.
And most likely, possibly, even finals. Which, actually, if you were to make it to the finals, that would make you AIW champion.
Yeah, so what if I were to win the whole thing? I mean, which I'm going to, obviously.
All you would have to do is get to the end of your bracket.
Yeah, because, you know, that would be an easy task with Elgin, Kingston, Ricky Shane Page, Danny Havoc, Ultramanus Black, which... I'd like to add, which I talked to you about a little bit earlier, aside from Ricky Shane Page, I've never had a singles match with anybody in my bracket.
I think that's very interesting. I mean, that's, to me, understandable with, like, Heidi Loveless, but there's some interesting matches, and I think it's a great segue to what would be who you could face maybe the next round, Danny Havoc versus Ultramanus Black. I would love to see you versus Danny Havoc on Saturday. I'll openly say I'm putting Danny Havoc in the next round, but I mean, Ultramanus Black was a guy who made his debut in AIW and won the absolute championship day one. So I
think that's the wild card match Friday. I think that's the one that might open up a lot of eyes. It's kind of, because you don't know who's going to win that. These guys have never faced each other in the ring, so it should be really interesting between those two.
I agree with you also, but I also said that in the previous segment about Lewis Linden and Bobby Beverly. I think that is another one that could really impress people and be a kind of a sleeper for the day.
But I think the one I'm most excited for is Sanjay Dutt and Davey Vega.
Me and Veda, I think me and Veda said the exact same thing, actually.
Yeah, that's one of the matches I'll probably be watching closely, because Sanjay Dutt is just a man, and David Vega is just a guy that's highly underrated, and people don't give him the credit he deserves, because every time he goes out in front of the AIW crowd, he steals the show.
Mm-hmm. That seems to be the consent. I mean, I think Veda echoes your exact same sentiments, and I do too. Vega is a guy who, had, like you said, has stole the show, and you know he went from being a guy of the sex of bombs to being just a guy who's there. I believe he's there pretty much every month, and even when he's not there,
yeah.
I don't think he's missed, and he's a hard worker, and we as fans, we love him.
Yeah, every show he gets better and better, and he's always busting out some crazy new shit too. Expect Dutt to eat that tornado DDT to the floor from that dive.
Oh God, yeah. If you were to pick an opponent for round two, who would you pick, Havoc or Ultramanus?
Shit. Both those guys, everything they do is just utterly dangerous. So, I'd like to wrestle Danny Havoc.
And I think I already said, like, I completely agree with that. I think that's, that is my dream match of day two, and if for some reason it's Jimmy Jacobs versus Ultramanus Black in second round, if we could possibly get you versus Danny Havoc anyway, I'd be very happy.
Yeah, if for some reason Jimmy decides to cheat, Ultramanus decides to cheat, we have night two available, special attraction, you never know, kind of break up the monotony of the tournament. Bleed all over Turner's Hall again, you never know.
Definitely never know. And let's get into Heidi Loveless versus Ricky Shane Page. You and Ricky go back such a long time. I want to pick Ricky to go to the next round, but Heidi Loveless has Sammy in her corner, and that's what I'm wondering. I think Ricky is very capable, but I'm just worried about that person behind him.
I think it's going to be another match that could possibly steal the show, too, because Ricky, I mean, he's Ricky. He can wrestle his ass off for a man his size.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't care much for women's wrestling. I think it's not the greatest. But all the women in the tournament, like Beta Scott, Felicia, I mean, hashtag Sparks, I should say, and Heidi Lovelace, they're awesome at what they do. So, and plus, they mingle with guys all the time, so they wrestle like dudes and not exactly like women, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what they're going to bring to the table is going to be a lot more than your typical women's wrestler.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Especially with some of the people, the women we have in here. I'm not particularly high on Heidi Loveless, but I see why she's in this. I mean, God, it was last month at, not last month, 2 months ago, however long, at Girls Night Out, the Social Network versus Jollyville Fuckets. Hell, I'll even admit, I wasn't sold on the Jollyville Fuckets to begin with, like when they first came about, but through time, they've really grown on me. And I mean, that match shows how well they can work with women, how Heidi Loveless can also work with the men. So,
oh, Team Money, you don't care if you're a man or a woman, he's going to fuck you up.
I think the best one is the one that you can catch on AIW's YouTube of him pouncing Veda, because Veda is just so light and she just flies.
I don't know if you were at the last show, right?
Yeah.
When he pounced Kendrick over the top rope. When Flip came in for the springboard.
I don't remember.
He gave him the pounce. I knocked him right over the top.
I vaguely remember, but I think one reason why I remember that one, because it's on YouTube, and I can watch it over and over again. It's such a small clip, too. Hopefully, AIW posts a montage of pounces. I think that'd be hilarious, because I mean they're all memorable. I think he pounced Heidi, and she flew too.
He's very strong.
Mm-hmm.
But back to Heidi. Isn't she going to be in the Queen of the Death match? Isn't that? I could be wrong for IWA.
I do not know. That's a.
I think she might. So, Ricky might be in for a treat too. So if she wants to get hardcore,
yeah, and
she's gonna be no stranger to that.
Yeah, and Ricky is pretty much just like you. Of he'll bleed up and down Turner's Hall. He'll take barbed wire to the mouth. Actually, think I have.
He'll do some crazy shit. He's not afraid.
Actually, I think I have an 8x10 signed by that of the barbed wire to the mouth. Ah.
Nice.
If you were to pick a winner, who would you pick of Heidi versus Ricky?
Ricky, 100%.
I'm gonna agree with you, and it's I like I said, I do think there could be a something with Sammy, but I think Ricky to the next round makes a lot of sense to me. And that brings us to what will be the main event of the night and the top of the bracket. The AIW Absolute Champion, Michael Elgin, going up against Eddie Kingston. And Elgin obviously putting up the belt throughout the tournament, a very big wild card. And I think it makes brackets even harder to figure out. I'm looking forward to this match, but I'm going to go with a crazy upset because that's how I am. I kind of think Eddie Kingston might win this.
Ooh. I could see it, but Elgin's a fighting champion. I don't see him losing Eddie Kingston.
He is a fighting champion. I'm kind of looking into my crystal ball things that I see. I don't know. I just kind of see... It's not just Kingston winning this and winning the tournament, but win or lose, the champion is going up against Tim Donst at Absolution. So if Elgin wins, he's a champion, he can have that opportunity. And there's no...
Unless I'd like Elgin to win because I want to beat him in the semifinals to prove that I'm the greatest Absolute champion of all time.
Okay, that's another good point.
So it'll be twice I'll win the JT Lightning Invitational and win the championship in the same night.
That
first ever two-time again.
That is true. So you're picking Elgin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta, like I said, I gotta pick Kingston, but I'm not even underestimating Elgin. I've seen what he can do. He's been on a tear the past year. And he puts on great matches. His matches against Josh Alexander from last year, just amazing. And he's a guy that deserves to be champion in more than just AIW.
Oh, yeah. The man's a fucking machine. I don't think he ever gets tired.
Oh, hell no. And I think he's better than even a Russian ripoff, if you know what I'm saying.
I think I know what you're saying. I do agree that he should be champions in other places, and I think we both know what place we're talking about. So.
Oh, yeah. Completely.
I mean, but hopefully he can go over for that IWGP belt and go to Japan and make a ton of money because that's one thing he deserves, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, I think that does it for this bracket. And, Eric, you have said on Facebook and Twitter and social media and whatnot that you'll be bringing your N64 to the FanFest for day two. Is that correct?
Correct.
You're bringing all of your wrestling games?
I think I'm just going to bring No Mercy and WCW NWO Revenge.
Okay.
But on No Mercy, there is a certain fan that has been created in the game that will be available to play.
Is it a certain AIW fan?
Yes. It's a very noticeable AIW fan. And it'll be a treat. I think people will be excited when they see it.
I'm very excited to see it. Maybe... A particular AIW wrestler should also be created too, so we can finally see the match that we want to see.
You know, I think that might have to happen.
Oh, that is awesome! Definitely another great attraction to look forward to for day two of FanFest. The weekend in general is always fun, and thank you for coming on, Eric. Do you have any social media plugs you want to throw out, or any type of plugs in general you want to throw out?
You can follow me on Twitter, Eric Ryan Pro. You can find my Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff on there, and prowrestlingtees.com/Eric Ryan. I mean, buy a shirt, support, and also have shirt for the show. So,
and also a DVD, DVD where you bleed everywhere.
Yes, I do. I also have that DVD, which I will have for sale during the whole jail weekend, and I may even come deal with people on a T-shirt DVD combo.
Oh, so now you do a T-shirt DVD combo, because I was going to buy, I just bought a DVD, and now I was going to buy the T-shirt. But I still want one that says Moist on it.
We'll have to make that happen.
All right, thanks for coming on, Eric, and now we'll get to our next commercial break and get to the last part of the Jayla tournament.
All right, man, thanks for having me.
Try as they might, we will never be forgotten. When I say we, the antecedent of we, Jimmy Jacobs, BJ Whitmer, and Tommy Mercer, see? May 1st, 1999. That was my first match 15 years ago. 15 years. I'm 30 years old. That's half my life. There's one thing I've learned in 15 years. I've dealt with a lot of idiot promoters and a lot of idiot fans. And I've learned how fickle they are. Oh my God, are they fickle. They want it all. They want what's hot. They want, no, it's instant gratification generation. And I guess just being around for 15 years, the fans have stopped seeing why this is special. The promoters have then stopped seeing why this is special. So they want people to just forget about me. Just put me in the undercard. Just, hey, put him with a young kid and see what happens, man.
See what happens. Let's get this young kid.
Yeah, oh my God.
Let's get this young kid over. Right? That's what we're constantly told. Get this young guy over. You know, for 3 years, I have helped build AIW. I get hurt. I come back, and for 4 months, they have stuck me behind the commentator table. And you know what? I killed it behind the commentator table. I killed it. Became one of the best commentators in wrestling right now, along with Aaron Bauer.
You can't keep a fighter. You can't keep a warrior like BJ Whitmer behind a
fighter. Look at this guy!
Behind a table. See, Nashville company, they tried to take Nashville. The fighter off Nashville. TV, but they can't take the fight out of the man.
The future of a little company based out of Nashville. That's what I was branded! The future!
They fed you a line of shit.
That's what they told you. Once Crimson started getting a mind of his own and thinking for himself, there was no more Crimson. You sit at home and starve, Crimson! No more! Never again will I be forgotten. Never again will these guys be forgotten.
Forget about Crimson. Forget about the idiot fans I have to deal with every weekend. Forget about the idiot promoters that we have dealt with for so long. Forget about it all. But you will never forget us.
And welcome back to the Ohio Indie Report. We are here for the third and final segment for the JT Lightning Memorial Tournament. And this time we're talking about the middle bracket. I know I said there were going to be three guests this time, but I was wrong. There's four guests on this episode. First and foremost, I got to mention the man who was on last year's JLIT episode, none other than the man, Aaron Bauer.
Pardon the interruption. What up?
There seems to be a theme on this episode of people being sick, because Veda was pretty sick, too.
Veda's sick in the head. And she got chlamydia.
Oh, snap. Does that lower her heart?
That's a scoop, man. I gave that to the Ohio Report.
Does that lower her date auction value?
Not to me. She ain't got nothing I don't got.
And last but not least, you could say that I forgot about this particular person, but it's none other than BJ Whitmer.
What's going on, guys?
What's going on? And you are the particular man of this segment, because each person that I've had on has had a particular part in the bracket, that particular bracket. And you, sir, making your return to in-ring competition in almost two years?
No, I was out trying to think about it. Still less than a year. I guess my last show was probably the July show of last year.
That's right. For some reason, I was thinking you won the Intense title and never defended it, but you did. I don't know why that came across.
Yeah, I only had a couple of defenses. I got mixed up in a lot of tags and stuff. Like, it was supposed to be a match with Eddie Kingston, and then I missed a couple shows because I was taking an EMT class that was taking up some of my Friday evenings. So I ended up missing a couple shows. And, I ended up dragging out that title reign for a little over a year, I believe.
Yeah, it was, you relinquished it a year, not to the day, but like from Absolution to Absolution. But it is good to see you finally making your return, even though it really wasn't that long, but it did seem like it. But you have been making the waves on the announce booth with one of the best announce booths we've heard in quite some time of you and Aaron.
Yeah. I mean, they stuck me back there when I couldn't wrestle, and even when I could wrestle, they kept me back there on the table. Wouldn't let me, like, even though I was wrestling everywhere else, AIW felt the need to keep me back there at the announce table. And you know what? Made the most of it. Me and Aaron have absolutely killed it since we got on a roll here. So,
hey, man, I appreciate the compliment, but I like having PJ around because people didn't think PJ Whitmer was a talker or was, maybe a commentator. They didn't see that side of him before. We got this whole new side, and while AIW was forgetting about him, I didn't want PJ to forget about himself either, man. You got to make waves in this business. So I throw in a little jab every now and then, like, back when you were a wrestler, back when you held a title, and I just wanted to get through to the man's head that you're better than all these motherfuckers, Let's do this. You need to get back in the ring. I mean, I like him in the booth with me. Don't mistake in that. But this is a man who's a champion. It's a thoroughbred right here. You don't need to be sitting on the sidelines.
So see, then why isn't that guy right there running the office? Why is that guy not running the office? I'd have been in the ring a long time ago. Baron Bauer was running the office. We just work in the office, right?
That's it, man. But you know what? I had enough influence and pull to get Jimmy Jacobs coming back, and nobody saw that coming. Jimmy Jacobs coming in, and I'm glad that the two of you have hooked up. And then Mercer, I don't know.
He's got a gripe just like me and Jimmy do, Jimmy, gets forgotten everywhere he goes, gets lost in the shuffle. And that guy's a top-tier talent, not just top-tier talent, he's a top-tier interview as well. I mean, that guy is money on the mic. And, and then Tommy's got a gripe as well, getting pushed to the moon, and then all of a sudden he develops a mind of his own, and they set him home, and expecting to be forgotten about, and just forget about him, and try to starve him out. It's garbage. So we all three have a gripe. Ours. Everybody has a little different gripe. But collectively as a group, there ain't going to be no stopping us.
It's very interesting that you're in this particular bracket, Jimmy Jacobs in the other bracket. No sign of Mercer, but I it seems like you both have the opportunity to remind AIW fans and remind people of what you're capable of, and it could possibly be you two in the final match of the night.
Well, with somebody else. We'll cross that bridge if we come to it.
It's not just the two of them. It would be three because, the winners of each bracket, there's three brackets. The end is a three-way elimination match or however they want to do it. So, it could be the two and then some other fool, some unlucky fool gets in the ring. What if you're taking on in a three-way match Jimmy Jacobs and BJ Whitmer? Come on, you got no chance.
None whatsoever.
And let's get into some of these matches for this particular bracket. Some of your opponent and possible other opponents going on. we'll start at the top of the bracket with, oh, my favorite match of the whole entire night, I say with sarcasm, Marion Fontaine versus Tim Donst. And all I will say is I will be rooting heavily for one of my favorites, Marion Fontaine.
Hey, man, I don't know. Fontaine's going to have a fight on his – Fontaine's going to have a fight on his hand.
Fontaine's a former Intense Division champion. You know, that was, you know, maybe in a few years ago. But he's been – recently he's gone back to, the 20s or whatever for what he's doing now. And I don't know that Tim Donst likes to play rounds, what Marion Fontaine's been doing lately, but there's been no one hotter than Tim Donst on the AIW roster over the past year. I mean, the man has had incredible match after incredible match after incredible match, put in these great performances, and then all of a sudden, he's on this huge win streak. He's got this title shot already guaranteed to him from winning Gauntlet for the Gold. And, but the, you know, maybe his Achilles heel has always been the JT Lightning Invitational Tournament. The man cannot get out of the first round. He's been upset a couple of years in a row, and you know, we'll see if luck changes for him. I don't know.
Yeah, he did well in the first tournament that AIW ever did. I believe he went to the finals because he beat me in the semifinals that year, so he was in the finals. But yeah, the last couple of years, though, he hasn't fared too well. So hopefully he doesn't overlook Fontaine in this and look too far ahead in the future to his future title shot. But Fontaine's one of those guys that can definitely throw you because of his, you know, unique style and sort of thing. And like you said, he's stuck in the 1920s or something right now, whatever he's doing. Yeah, hopefully, you know, like he can get, like, Tim Donst better focus on Fontaine and not be looking into the future here.
I got to agree, because it's also Donst really hasn't had a match against anybody of Fontaine's caliber in quite some time. I mean, he's gone against a number of opponents, but of the style of Fontaine, none of them are
nobody works the style anywhere close to what Fontaine does. It'll throw you off your game because of his unique, unorthodox style.
So if you guys were to pick a winner for this one, who would you pick? Like I said, I'm going with Fontaine.
I think just because of the size and strength, got to go Donst.
I'd say double count out.
That did happen last year.
You know, that could happen. I mean, look here, I got to walk the line here because I got to be fair to Mayor. You know, Marion Fontaine, I like the man. He entertains me. But, you know, I could really see him holding this, you know, maybe this jinx or whatever that Tim Donst has, this dark cloud he has about the tournament, you know, holding that over his head. I mean, Fontaine slips out, you know, get the 1-2-3, but Donst has been on a roll of a lifetime, and he's been shutting a lot of doors that previously he could not shut. I mean, he's beaten Hero. He beat Hutter. He made him tap out. Danny Havoc, he tapped out Alex Shelley. You know, the man has been doing some things that he's needed to do, close some chapters, and he could do this again, you know, right his wrongs here with a tournament win. So that's why I've only got to say it will be a time limit draw, 60 minutes.
How about you just said double count out?
But now I think they're going Broadway. I got to change that real quick because, you know, I figure if they got 62 matches the first night, you know, that's probably not enough to, you know, get through a full taping of DVDs. So what you got to do is you got to throw in a Broadway there to extend everything. So the 62 matches plus, you know, that 60-minute time limit thrown in there, and we're going to get out at 8 in the morning and take a couple hours off, eat some breakfast, and then come back for the fan fest.
Is that the game plan? Do you have the timesheet for the day written out already?
For the fan fest, I do. You know, I know there's a Veda date option that this our host here, mm-hmm. Justin Summers, is real interested in. So he's been saving his money since last year when he got outbid.
Is it Veda again on the date option?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, she enjoys accepting money for a date, a night out on the town.
She provides services, is that what you're saying?
She got chlamydia, it ain't because she was sitting on a toilet seat or something. That's the excuse I use. That's how my wife. Oh, man, like I said, I'm sitting in the toilet seat. It turns off.
Good Lord.
Well, I could ask you guys, how high do you think that date auction will go? Because here's a story. There's people, myself and a couple other people, are talking about bidding. The guy who won last year told me, he was like, you wouldn't have won no matter what. Because I had $105 in my pocket last year, and he beat me with that. And I was like, why? He said he had $600 in his pocket that day.
Shit.
I was going to lose no matter what. Now there's me, him, two other people, well, one for sure and one questionable, guaranteed that we'll be bidding. How high do you think it will go? And should I take out a loan now?
Man, dude, I don't know. I mean, how high are you willing to go? I guess that's where we're going with this. I mean, what, you drive a truck?
Yeah.
Is it an armored truck? I mean, what, you got some bank of money in there? I don't understand this. Who's got this kind of money? Nobody working a show does.
That's classified information. Can't let that out, or I could, may or may not be killed.
How high did you say it went last year?
110.
It was 110? I'd say it goes every bit of that high, if not a little higher this year.
I go 6.
I mean, that beats out the first date, well, it wasn't a date auction, it was, well, the silent date auction, that Hackle won, that was what? How much did he pay?
Well, I think he paid like $70 to go on a lunch date with Allison Kay.
And to be verbally berated and abused.
Yeah.
He was verbally berated.
Man, I remember sitting there, them two were at the table. Them two at the table, and he turned to her. He didn't say anything for like the first 15 minutes. Then finally he looked up at her and he said, "So, what kind of music do you listen to?" She turned and she said, "Shut the fuck up." And it was the favorite moment of my whole life, maybe.
What did he say when she jumped up and turned the table over? You remember that? He said something.
Yeah.
She jumped up and flipped that table over. Got pissed off about something.
Yeah. He asked for a hug.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. And then, he ended up giving her like an extra 40 for a hug. And I mean, if
wow.
You give Beta an extra 40, you're going to get more than a hug. You're going to get a tug, I think.
Wow.
I mean, you think about it, last year, I mean, you know, Vader was a heel. Vader, you know, she didn't like anybody. And Maya, times have changed. You got just a year later, and, you know, she loves everybody. And, you're going to get your money's worth. Whoever, I might get in this auction. I mean, I've been married, so I don't get any. So, I might throw down a couple hundred. Shit. Give me a little tug.
Somebody needs to mute his mic.
Give me a scat job. Oh.
Scat job.
Anyway,
all right, let's get back in the tournament and get to the next match. Colin Delaney versus Josh Prohibition.
Oh, that's going to be a good match. That'll be really good.
I completely agree. I don't have much to say about this. I love both these guys. I don't even know who to pick in this. I've been a fan of Colin Delaney for quite some time, and he won me Gauntlet for the Cage last year, so... Definitely one of my favorites, and Josh Prohibition the same way. And there's a lot of matches on this whole card that are could be possible matches on the night. I think this is another one.
Oh yeah, and I can't pick a winner on that one. It could easily go either way.
Come on, BJ, quit taking the easy way out.
Hey, I didn't take the easy road out on the first one. I said Donst. Donst would win the first one. This one I am taking. I'm not picking a winner on this one, though. I can't pick. Too close to call.
Shit, I got a winner. I know who's going to win this one. I ain't telling you guys, but I'm throwing out a bracket. We're going to start doing one NCAA tournament-style brackets.
Whoa. Last year, I divulged all my secrets on this show, and I won.
You did win, didn't you?
Did you win the bracket challenge last year?
Yeah, you won the bracket and the gauntlet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And because that happened, lightning struck twice in 1 year. I'm not doing any more. I'm retired.
Hey, man, Barry Sanders, Jim Brown, that's the way to do it.
Go out on top.
And I... little thing that I almost did when I was filling out my bracket, I was sitting there with Pat Lucy, and that was honestly funny. BJ, you're here. I had it going you and Eddie Kingston in the second round.
Okay.
Which did happen. And then I was like, I don't think there's going to be a winner. And Pat looks at me and goes, why would that happen? I was like, yeah, you're right. And then when it happened, I went, son of a bitch.
No, it was me and Dickinson last year.
Dickinson? Why did I say Kingston?
Yeah, it was me and Dickinson that got thrown out. Yep. So you had called that before and then changed your mind on it, huh?
Yeah. And I would have been the only person to have that.
So,
yeah.
And after saying all that, I'll tell you guys then my prediction now. Between Prohibition and Delaney, I'm going to have to go a double pinfall. It's going to be the superplex off the top, you know, and then both guys, one straight of the other. Yeah, you know what that old deal is. And then double pinfall. So
there'll be the Donst and Fontaine. Neither of them will have
Broadway. Time limit draw.
Right.
But both Delaney and Prohibition will advance, so that means we should get a rematch day two.
Oh, I don't know. I think there's enough fucking matches, dude. There's like 48 matches the second day, 67 the first.
There's a bunch.
Plus non-tournament matches. Gargano's going to work Saban for an hour and 70 minutes.
An hour and 70 minutes?
That's what I got on my sheet here.
Day one can't go too long, because you were saying like 8 o'clock in the morning, because we have to all get over to Bob Evans and sit by the fireplace with BJ and
the Tabernacle or whatever that place is. Whoever's having the after party.
There is an after party.
I'm talking about the breakfast.
Yeah, I know, but you know, they're not sponsoring, so I don't know them. All I know is this Budapa
Tabernacle is having a after party that is sponsoring the show that we have to mention because they're giving us, they're not giving me money, they're giving the company money.
Yeah.
So see what they can. Great minds thinking like there, Aaron.
Yep. Look at that. So
I'll go back. If I had to pick a winner between these two, I'm going to go Delaney.
Yeah. I like that pick. But, you know, I like the double pin pick better. So.
Of course.
Next?
Next match is Flip Kendrick versus M-Dog Matt Cross.
Well, two big time high flyers.
Which also, whoever wins this match will face either BJ or Sleazia or BJ.
Hashtag smarts.
Yeah. I don't know who you guys are taking for this, but I'll tell you right now, I got this match is going to end. Both men are going to have each other. They're high flyers, but they're both going to have each other in a headlock. They're going to headlock each other and simultaneously tap out. So where we're going here is double submission.
double elimination. three matches. Three matches, three double eliminations.
So unprecedented, because we got to eliminate some shit on day two, so.
So you're going to eliminate one whole portion of the bracket.
Bracket out. Who you guys got?
I'm going M-Dog.
We got experience. Says M-Dog. Another close one to call. Flip's been on a roll, though. Could go either way, but you put the experience ahead of the youth, so you go M-Dog.
So, of those two, if you make it to the next round, that's who you want.
I don't know. I mean, either one, both of them are high flyers, so that's not really my forte. I don't leave the ground or don't leave the mat too much. So, regardless, I'm going to have my work cut out for me either way, regardless of who wins. So, to me, it's 6-1, half a dozen of the other. Just because they are the same style. So, I can't really pick, one or two that I would choose. I hope he wins. I just think by, just looking, the matchup between the two, you got to get experience, you got to get M-Dog.
So that's two for M-Dog and a third for... Double elimination. Double submission. Yeah.
Simultaneous submission. Hashtag that, motherfuckers.
And then the last match of the bracket, UBJ versus Sleazy Sparks, or hashtag Sparks.
Well, obviously, BJ, you're picking yourself.
I can't pick in this match. I'm not going to pick my own match.
I will say, I will almost guarantee there will be twerking involved in this match.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee that.
This is a funny thing for me because, the whole blow up at the Gauntlet where I think you finally made up your mind, BJ, that you weren't going to be forgotten about anymore was me getting called in at number 16. Silesia, hashtag Sparks, this fucking bitch throws me right over the top rope with blatant disregard for my safety and well-being. I tore a shoulder. I've been going through these MRIs. They put this contrast dye in me the other day. This is some bullshit. I've had strep throat. I think this is all based off of this hashtag Sparks. I probably caught one of her venereal diseases. I like the way she twerks, though, and I can handle a venereal disease. I'm allergic to penicillin, but they got alternatives out there. I'll take it. But after all this, I look to BJ Whitmer returning to avenge his broadcast partner, Agent Aaron Bauer here. So I'm hoping that BJ wins. I could see it being a double... count down where both individuals don't answer the 10 count, but in all actuality, I gotta go with hashtag Sparks.
Oh.
No, I'm bullshitting. I swerve. I work everybody. He's advancing. What are you, crazy here? Oh, Lordy. The match could begin and end in a twerk off. The only advice I give BJ Whitmer, and I would never give BJ advice, I give him advice in the commentary booth, but I'd never give him advice in the ring. Although I will, this one time I make the exception. In order to advance, BJ Whitmer, you must avoid the twerking booty! Twerking booty!
I will do my best to avoid the twerking booty.
You know, and so then the beauty of it all is that the bracket goes the way I did it. Double elimination, double elimination, double elimination. Whitmer over to twerking booty. Then that means Whitmer wins the bracket. Clear path to the finals.
Free ticket to the finals.
We are.
I like the way you think there.
See? You like how I set the whole thing up, too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I got Whitmer in the finals against Jimmy Jacobs against somebody that's a poor bastard. And then between Whitmer and Jacobs, I will pick BJ Whitmer only because I'm not doing the podcast with Jimmy Jacobs. And I'm just being real here. If it was me and Jimmy Jacobs on this show, I would have picked Jimmy Jacobs to go all the way. But his stinking ass don't like to do podcasts unless it's Cole Cabana's. So fuck Cole Cabana. And, you know, I'm glad to be here with BJ Whitmer. And I pick him. He's my pick for the whole tournament. And congratulations. You're going to get that big-ass trophy.
Awesome.
And anytime, any place, title shot.
Hell yeah.
Well, actually, if you win the tournament, you're also the champion.
That's right.
That's
because
right.
The belt is being defended all the way through it.
Damn, BJ's going to win a title and a trophy.
Sounds that way.
And a twerking booty contest.
And the twerking booty contest.
I can't wait to see the twerk off. Speaking of twerk off, Veda Scott's having a date auction. I don't know if you guys heard about it. And I just twerked off the Veda Scott pictures last night. You see the new ones? The one she's got the glasses off and she's biting her bottom lip. Oh, Lord. Veda, you know, I mean, this girl claims to be a vegan. I've seen what she does behind the scenes. She ain't no vegan. I was a vegan until I was 21 years old. Then I finally lost my virginity. I ain't ashamed of it. I know a lot of people were getting laid in high school. Not me. Because I was talking about wrestling.
He's a vegan.
Oh, did you hear see Tugboat? He turned against the Bushwhackers. I wasn't getting laid by nobody. Girls didn't like me at all. Even nasty girls didn't like me. You know, it's some shit if you're a wrestling fan in high school.
Yeah. Yep.
BJ, we're the same age, right? You know what I'm talking about.
Do what?
You're the same age as me. You know what I'm talking about. If you showed up, I remember I used to have WWF magazine or the After Mag, and I put them right in the front of my folder to show everybody that I had these wrestling magazines, and they were like, what? Wrestling?
Yeah, I wasn't a big wrestling fan in high school. I kind of forgot about wrestling for a couple of years.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Everybody knows that. I was like, I can't leave wrestling behind. Paul Hogan never left wrestling behind. I can't do that. I got to stick up for all the wrestling fans. Yeah, I was wearing Ultimate Warrior face painted. Thanks, great winter dance and shit. Fucking Road Warrior pants, fucking Zubaz. I remember showing up in a tank top and Zubaz to my fucking 8th grade prom. Nobody danced with me. I'm having a moment here, guys. I remembered everything so clear. I want to dance with Helena Cardona, little Mexican Puerto Rican girl, half and half. Let's dance. She flirted with me for the whole year in choir class, even though I was the worst singer. I said, oh, boy, I can't wait till the 8th grade dance. I'm going to dance with her. I showed up in a tank top and Zubaz and a rat tail, looking like Road Warrior Animal. I said, will you have this dance with me? And she said, no. No, I can't. Now I'm wearing purple and gold Zubaz.
Purple and gold Zubaz?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
All right. I think that'll do it for this segment. Do you guys have any plugs,
social media plugs you want to throw out? Any more Zubaz?
Follow PJ Whitmer on Twitter. Don't follow me because I'm done with Twitter. I hate that motherfucker so bad. Always showing me promoting that. Twitter is such bullshit now. Maybe I just don't understand the app on my phone, but I get, like, all the shit that I don't even follow. And then I have to go through all that bullshit. I just want the last tweet that somebody tweeted that I follow. But now instead is, like, somebody I should follow or somebody that sponsored somebody that got followed or... I don't know. I'm done with it.
My app don't do that.
Well, maybe because I got Obama phone. I don't know.
It's crazy. Maybe you need to go in and fix your settings.
Yeah, that's hard, man. You know, BJ, I know you're, you know, tech savvy. You probably understand all that. I don't.
Yeah, I'm not real tech savvy, but...
I got all these motherfucking kids over here I got to take care of. And they ain't messing with me. I'm trying to get on Twitter, and they want, you know, to get fed and shit like that. Dad, play ball with me. No, I'm on Twitter. Just had strep throat this week, MRIs, laryngitis, all kinds of bad shit happening to me. And I'm trying to get in shape for the J-Lit. 962 matches to call. Two evenings. I got a host of, what's that shit called? The dating game. Last year we had Celeste on it. This year we're going to have, I don't know if I'm supposed to put it out there. Sammy G. Fuck it, I'll say it. Sammy G is going to be the guest of, the fans.
For the dating game?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't know who the three suitors are going to be, who the three bachelors are going to be, but, you know, maybe BJ, maybe Tommy Mercer, maybe Jimmy Jacobs. Maybe the whole Forgot will just blow up over Sammy G in one night.
Maybe.
We got the beta date auction. We got video games with Davey Vega during the Fan Fest.
What?
Eric Ryan.
Yeah, so N64.
They're having a video
Eric
game
do it now?
Yeah. I thought Eric was the one doing it, period.
Oh, he probably, he has the N64, so that's probably how he got in on that. He snaked his way in.
And he actually said that there's, I think it was WWF No Mercy, there's going to be a particular creator wrestler of a particular AIW fan that everybody can play as.
Who's that going to be?
The one that has a problem. Actually, we already mentioned him. Hackle.
Is it going to be Hackle?
Yeah. I threw it out to Eric that we should get one for Greg so we can finally get the Greg versus Hackle match.
Now, that would be worth it.
Those two guys just don't like each other, do they?
No.
Trying to create business out of something that's not business. You know, I mean, there's not going to be a payoff, so.
Yeah, whatever going to be a payoff.
What are we doing with it? Fuck them.
True.
Speaking of fucking, what about the fuck it still, man?
Wrong place, wrong time, man.
Yeah? Alright, I just want to talk about that real quick. Wrong place, wrong time. All right, because I know they're your boys.
They were. But, you know, the flavor of the month up there, you know, we had to make a statement, you know. So we made our statement on them. Forget about us. Everybody likes the flavor of the month, you know. Forget about the guys that's been around for forever that's, you know, especially like me, helped build AIW over the last 3 years. Just forget about me. I get hurt. Forget about me, put me behind the announce table, you know. So.
And then you got dude, maybe if you would have wore a hubcap around your neck.
Maybe had it got booked quicker.
Maybe if Jimmy Jacobs was doing the fucking sweet cannonball. But hey,
that's what the people like right now, and you know, that's AIW.
Well, the key to success in AIW seems to be have a cuss word in your name, or have it to where they can chant a cuss word in your name.
Yeah.
You know, Tim effin' Dons, Jollyville fuck it. So maybe we should call you now BJ is the shit Whitmer.
He is the shit. Yeah, how about Pedro motherfucking cocksucking DeLuca? What about him, the ring announcer? Dirty rotten Mexican motherfucker.
You got to eat with Pedro now?
I guess. Fuck him.
Yeah.
I'll work them. I got a fucking chicken wing. I've been waiting to bring back the wrestling. Cross-face chicken wing is fucking punk ass.
There's a payoff to that, Tessie. We can do business with that. There's a payoff there.
That's a tuxedo mess waiting to happen.
Waiting to happen. Waiting to happen.
Anyway, all right, man, I'm almost done here with this voice. I've been drinking lemon juice all night. Mixed with vodka.
Yeah.
Mixed with Jack Daniels.
Rest that voice, brother.
All right. And with that, we will go into...
Your butthole.
Actually, we'll go into what... We will go to what the Jollyville fuckers had to say, and I'll be back to close out the show.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jollyville. In case you don't know who we are, I'm Nasty Russ. This is Team Money. We are the AIW Tag Team Champions, the Jollyville Buckets. And last time at AIW, nothing but a G-thing. Just like we've always done since becoming champions, we were successful. We went in there against two other teams, light bulbs, barbed wire, tanks, picture of a golden girl, Legos. We went through all of that, and we're still the AIW Tag Team Champions. You know what? We're famous in Jollyville, right?
That's right.
People in Cleveland, we like to think they know who we are, but outside of Jollyville and Cleveland, we don't really have a name. No, we don't. And that night, nothing but a G-thang. Jimmy Jacobs, Tommy Mercer, aka Crimson, and BJ Whitmer. BJ Whitmer, our boy, up and down the road. He knows us. He knows us well, right? We thought we knew BJ Whitmer. They call themselves God. Jimmy Jacobs, pretty sure you're famous, right? Pretty sure you're known across, what, how many continents?
All of them.
Every continent, probably. Tommy Mercer, national TV, Crimson. Was supposed to be the future of TNA. And BJ Whitmer. BJ Whitmer's been everywhere there is to be. Boys, I don't think you've forgotten. What do we think?
Maybe nobody ever gave a fuck. At least you made it to a point to where you can be forgotten. You see, we're scratching, we're clawing, we're grinding our way through the ranks.
Trying to make it.
And when we're at our peak, after a successful title defense, you decide to rain on our parade. Sweet cream in it. BJ. You feel it's appropriate to play Woody Allen? Fire two young upstarts and take them under your wing and help bring them up just to fuck them. just a fucking. We would expect this from Jimmy. We would expect this from Tommy Mercer. But BJ, forgotten? We're not forgotten because we didn't forget. And we won't forget. And you won't forget come J-Lit weekend. We'll be there. We'll be there. And we hope you are too. So hopefully soon you're announced. Hopefully you arrive in the same car, laughing and high-fiving, forgetting about us. But just know, at any given moment, we're going to see you. Oh, we're going to see you.
You're going to see us.
And you're going to see us. Boys, welcome to Jollyville.
You know, the Jollyville Fuckets, you know, have really grown on me, and I'm really interested now with what they have to say, what they have to do, and I never really hated them. It was maybe a doubter. I didn't see it, and I didn't have a connection with them, but now I do, and I'm, like I said, really excited to see what they're going to do. A few things I want to explain before finish the show up, wrap it up, and all that jazz. The Veda interview, if you hear it, you know that it sounds kind of sketchy, and I want to send my apologies to Miss Scott. And when I was recording the call, like, I got a new laptop back in February, and I'm still not 100% used to it. It's Windows 8, and I don't really like Windows 8, but it's a different story. I had a program running that was using the internet, and I didn't realize it till the next morning, when a bunch of my data was used up on my cell phone plan. And then I realized that's what was causing problems. There's stuff that were edited out that she couldn't hear me because I was trailing in and out a few spots a little bit, kind of like she is on the recording. So it sucks. It really, really sucks. But, I managed to salvage what I could. And, you know, I'm sorry, but it is what it is. Hopefully she'll be back on again sometime in the future, and we'll see how all of that goes. And one other thing, I'm a fucking idiot. Why did I think Eddie Kingston instead of Chris Dickinson? Maybe it's because they kind of remind me of the same kind of guy. You know, they both had feuds going up against they were the heels and going up against these faces that everybody loved with Donson Whitmer. So something in there just in my head, and I realized I said it in the part with Veda, and then luckily BJ corrected me in his part, and I was like, son of a bitch. That's what happens when I record these at the end of the day. So let's go over the everything one more time, and also final plugs and whatnot for myself and the shows. Anyway, this Friday and Saturday, today and tomorrow, May 23rd and 24th, Turner's Hall, 7325 Guthrie Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 7:30 bell time Friday, 6 o'clock bell time Saturday, Fan Fest, 3 o'clock on Saturday, tickets $40, well, $20 each show with a $5 additional if you haven't got your ticket yet for Fan Fest. Oh, and we'll throw out the info, because actually I forgot that this was actually posted, because we do have a little bit of info going into Absolution 9, Sunday, June 29th, 2014, 6 o'clock bell time, Turner's Hall, 7325 Guthrie Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio. Tickets $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and we're going to be giving away some tickets. I don't know how. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I said tickets, so I'll be giving away two. Two tickets this time. Everybody is eligible, but if you want it for yourself and you've been to an AIW show before, I need good reason why you can't afford tickets. I want that you can't afford tickets, not that you don't want to buy tickets. If you were like me last year during this time where I want a ticket to Absolution and I was broke because I was unemployed, okay. But not, well, I'm saving up for something else. Well, that's your fault. But if you do win and you already have a ticket, because I'm saying this is open to everybody, I want you to give the ticket away to somebody else. I want to get more people, more eyes, more everything on this product. And why not Absolution? It's the biggest show of the year, but more details on that to come. So please Follow the Ohio Indie Report on Twitter at Ohio Report. Follow Kayfabe Sports 2 at Kayfabe Sports. All the info for that is actually on the website, www.kayfabesports.com. Thank you, Aaron, BJ, Eric Ryan, and the lovely Miss Veda Scott for joining me on this episode. It's been great, and I hope to see you this week. And oh, and there's also today the the hashtag J. I think actually, wait a minute. I put a hashtag JLI tailgate that we're having. There's an event for it on Facebook, but it starts at 1 o'clock. I don't know when I'm going to be there. It's going to be a little bit after that, but join us. It's going to be fun. $5. I'm going to be trying to pick up some stuff. It's going to be great. JLIT this weekend, June 29th, Absolution. This is the best part. Well, no, the whole year is great for AIW, but this is where it gets really exciting. Hope to see you there, and we will see you next time. So thank you for listening to the Ohio Indie Report right here on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work, and you've been listening to the Ohio Indie Report.
Yeah, it's your boy Fat Al.